Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is a star recruit for the South Adelaide Football Club. He's very familiar to Panthers fans because he's returning home to Noarlunga. It's Keegan Brooksby. How are you, Keegan?
Good, Zach. How are you going? Looking forward to being back in the SNFL and playing with the Panthers.
Most definitely. I'm sure all Panthers fans are looking forward to welcoming you back, that is for sure, because, obviously last time you pulled on the navy blue Guernsey, you were certainly one of the most dominant ruckmen in the Maccas League competition, and there's no doubt about it that when you're up and running, you certainly are that. But 3 years up on the Gold Coast, wow, they've gone very fast, that is for sure. 2014 was the last time you played with South, so I guess a great experience for you overall, Keegan, to be up there and be involved in an AFL environment.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, waking up every day and being able to run around and just kick the football and be involved in the professionalism and that environment's been something that I'll remember for a long time, and really, really enjoyed the time there, and basically got to live the dream that every sort of kid that plays wants to strive for and get to. So being able to do something that I'm very proud of, and looking forward to the next challenge and bringing some of that experience back to the SNFL.
Most definitely. You managed to play 14, even though you only went up as a rookie, you still managed 14 AFL games with the Suns across the 3 years. But playing at that elite level, what experience was that like for you? And I understand it wasn't just as a ruckman.
Yeah, I probably got thrown in the deep end a couple of times and played some different roles, but I think I was able to adapt pretty quickly, and I think that's good experience as well, and sort of probably gave me a pretty good understanding of football as a whole from forward, ruck and back. So I got a bit of experience in all sorts of areas, both in the AFL and in the NFL competition. So I think that puts me in a good position going forward as well.
Yeah, speak of your time in the NFL competition, a total of 35 games for the Suns there and 47 goals, so more than a goal a game, and seemed, just looking at stats alone, I assume you were playing inside 50, booting 28 goals from your 15 games, including a haul of six.
Yeah, well, once again, I probably played three different roles there this year. I reckon we've only played forward in the last probably 7, 8, 9 games of that. I played ruck for a little bit. I played back for the first maybe half of the AFL season anyway. And then just depending on opportunity and how the sort of cards fall, you get shuffled around a little bit, and then being a bit more versatile, play, so forward, ruck or back, depending on the makeup of the team in the AFL, and then sort of where they needed cover and being informed to hopefully get a crack, depending on what happened. So, yeah, I got thrown around a little bit.
And it's obviously you've had a good chat with New South Adelaide coach Jared Wright. With Daniel Bass gone, does he envisage you playing primarily in the ruck for the Panthers?
I think ruck and definitely the ability to go forward, something that probably try and utilise a lot more than when I was here last year in 2014, when I was probably mainly in the ruck, but I think developed a fair bit as a forward. I've never really played anywhere other than ruck. In the SNFL, it was pretty much 90% of the game time would have been in the ruck, whereas I've developed a fair bit as a forward, hopefully can use me sort of in that role where probably get a bit more dangerous as well and hopefully get the scoreboard.
Yeah, most definitely. You're looking forward just to getting back and playing with your beloved Panthers, because we know you've been at the footy club for a long time, since all the way back in 2008 with the under-19s, and you've developed a strong affinity for the place.
Yeah, and obviously with Dad and my uncle playing there, it's sort of been in the family for a long time. That hasn't been a whole heap of success, so it's something that I'm really looking forward to being able to come back and get us over the line and finally win a flag. I think the last time I played a game was in the prelim against Port at Adelaide Oval, and we just got done. So that's still burning inside me. So I need to make that one up.
That was a fantastic run that year in 2014 to get all the way to that prelim, but just couldn't quite get over the line on the day against the Magpies.
No, not quite. Still haunts me a little bit. It's so close yet so far.
Yeah. But you must be looking forward to getting back and playing with a lot of those guys who are still at the footy club.
Yeah, definitely. I've kept in contact with a lot of them. Some of my best mates. Looking forward to reconnecting in a football sense with them and getting that synergy back and enjoying playing with them again.
What about playing in the Sandfall in general? Obviously very different to the Neefel, a much stronger following back down here, and there's that real sort of traditional faithful that roll up to every game.
Yeah, looking forward to that as well. It's pretty weird sometimes when you're playing in the Neefel and say you travel to Blacktown in Sydney and play GWS on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and there's six people in the stand and you're going, this is not what I'm used to. So, getting back and playing in front of some people anyway will be nice. And obviously the South supporters are very passionate, and being around them and knowing them, I know that they're going to come out in force for 2018 and give us plenty of energy and help us win a few games.
Just got to reacquaint yourself with those horns blazing around Hickenbotham Oval.
Well, that won't be too hard, is it?
Does that give you a bit of a lift when you play at home, when you've got that sort of atmosphere?
Definitely. You definitely feed off the crowd, well, from what I remember anyway. Yeah. I suppose that when you go away from it as well and you go to these other places where there's literally no one there, it's a bit weird, really.
Yeah.
When you used to, the sort of passionate supporters going all game, definitely there's something in that.
Excellent. And off the field, Keegan, what are you going to sink the teeth into now that you're not on the AFL list?
Well, sort of still in the process of just finalising that at the moment, so hopefully in the next couple of weeks I can have something sorted out, and then I'll be able to let you know better than 2 weeks.
Oh, very good.
I'll wait on that.
Sounds exciting. All right. Well, thanks very much for your time on Sandfall Radio. We do appreciate that. And, fantastic to have you back in the Sandfall Maccas League playing with South Adelaide, your beloved Panthers, once again. And I'm sure everyone down at Noarlunga is eagerly anticipating you to start at that centre bounce in the first game of next year. We thanks for your time and wish you all the best over summer.
No, thanks very much for having me. Looking forward to 2018 with the Panthers.